The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The answer.
You see a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong, you string along, yeah. Boy, then snap.
What happens? Mr. Sinatra.
Those eyes, yep. Those sighs, yep. They're part of the tender trap.
I've been there, done that. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Oh, what a morning. It is so great to have you with us this morning. I'm so excited. I'm so pumped up. I love when, everything we believe in, everything you believe in, you know, comes to fruition and you see it firsthand and you can hear it from your old pal Joe on the radio, you know. And again, no, I'm not, you know, going hook, line, and sinker for anything. I just know what's right. I'm objective enough. And it, that is, by the way, if you're younger and you worry about getting older, age is I never thought that this would happen, but it's a good thing. With it comes this wisdom and this patience, you know, and I'm experiencing it now. The little things that you'd worry about, you don't worry about them anymore. It's like, why am I worrying about this for? I'm alive, man. This is great. And when things are positive, you accentuate the positive. You don't want to be dour and negative and just kind of harp on everything that's bad. So it was great. And of course, we'll run through the news. And James Rosen, rumor has it, is going to join us in studio. I'm so excited. Huge James Rosen fan. Just as an aside, again, I'm a broadcast junkie. When I went to school in not a good phrase, but a junkie, but I just love broadcasting. I went to school for that in college, and I would listen to all the networks, and I got into radio, and I enjoyed it so much. And I love when I see great reporters on their feet, great reporters who can just calculate in their mind what they're going to say. I have immense respect for men and women like Catherine Herridge at Fox. How great is Catherine Herridge at Fox News? I mean, really. I mean, she does it, and she could decipher everything from the Supreme Court, and Ed Henry's, and Ed, I always said with Ed, and Ed's a friend, and I said, Ed, how do you do that? Man, he's in, you know, Japan, he's in Singapore, and he's just flawlessly, with no sleep, by the way, how these men and women do it. But James Rosen is one of those great, great journalists, really a throwback, a great. Just he reminds me of a Bill Buckley, reminds me of his structure in writing, reminds me of a Gay Talese. He's just a great, great talent. So we are huge fans of Mr. Rosen. He will be in studio, so I'm very excited about that. But on the front, and forgive me, I know it's 8 o'clock, and I know you're going to get to work, and forgive me, I talked about it in our intimate hour, and you might want to podcast that later because that was so heartfelt and spontaneous. And then, of course, we mentioned it last hour, but I am so filled with optimism. And if I watched the news of the day yesterday, and I did not, I was traveling, traveling is always nothing easy. As Mr. Dangerfield always said, it ain't easy. I'll tell you, it ain't easy. It ain't easy. And I got on the train. I buy the first class ticket. Big Mike goes, you want first class? Hey, give me the first class. I'll splurge. You know, Mr. Cheapo. I'm a cheapo guy. I go, you know, because I'll put me on, I don't know. Anything. I get the first class. Somebody's in my seat and there's no quiet. And then I'm reaching down here. The guy next to me with the crinkly bag. If you're eating potato chips, please just drop them out of the bag before this. Oh, the guy, Al, you would have gone. Al, you would have pulled a Gleason on this guy. Everybody out. I'm telling you, he got the guy. It's first class. I sit in the seat. The guy's next to me, so he takes over my overhead bin. Excuse me. And now I don't want to start, and I'm not going to, but you want to say, excuse me, that is my bin. That is above my head. I'm going to stand, and I'm going to put my stuff in my. No, this guy, Mr. Crinkley, goes and he puts his stuff in the bin, and he's got a Washington Nationals shirt on, with the flip-flops. He's dressed like he's not going to a black tie affair, I will tell you that. And God bless him. Sure, a nice, great American, I'm sure. Sits right across from me, and after all the upstairs with the bin thing and putting this here, putting that there, I don't know where to put my stuff. I'm going, this is first class? That's all I kept thinking about. This is why mass transit doesn't work in the United States of America, because it's run like that. And this was the Acela train. And then the guy sits and it's quiet. I go, okay, a little peace now. He's not over my head. He's not sticking his gut in my face. I see. It was pretty gross. So I go. All right. So then he sits down. This guy sits down next to me, and he's and this. And I'm trying to close my eyes to rest for a minute. And he's taking potato chips out of his bag. This is what I'm hearing. So I had to put the headphones in and put the sound in. The night sounds that I have, I said, oh my gosh, it was just the best. It was just the only me. So finally, a gal comes over and goes, oh, that's my seat. So I go, oh, great. Take it, please. Take the seat. And I moved in. It was great. And I got down and not a problem. Minor problems, true. But oh my gosh, please. So Joey picked me up. It was great. It was pouring rain, but it was great to see. And then we just stopped by at that. He did it great. The Airbnb thing was great. But again, let me reiterate, please, on this October 17th, on this Thursday, 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. Is when you struggled, and I'll say it once, I'll say it 1,000 times, the mantra of the show, I feel we understand you, what you go through, and no one gets credit for it. If you go to church and you pray, and I don't hold it against you if you don't, or if you have no religion at all, or you disdain religion, organized religion, I understand the criticism. I really do, and don't hold anything against you. But if you go to church and, you take your family, and you believe in God, I think it's better. That's my opinion. I think it's better. Builds the country. Better foundation for the country. And we thank you for that. If you pay astronomical taxes and you stay in an area where you can leave like that, you can leave in a moment. And you don't. You stay in New York City. Bastion of progressive socialism. In New Jersey, bastion of progressive socialism. What is that money for? If high taxes bother you, the governor said, you go, well, New Jersey's not for you. Well, that's nice. Thank you. Thank you, governor. And then if you're of ethnicity, if you're of color, if you have a background like Italian Americans have, and they have the nerve and the audacity to call us, you're white Americans. They have no idea. They have no idea what we went through. The largest mass lynching in the United States of America was of Italian Americans. Talked to the great Steve Scalise about this in New Orleans, talking about my buddy Frankie Maselli and Joe Maselli, his father, in New Orleans, the history of New Orleans, and that lynching, that mass lynching in 1861. No one thinks about that. Thinking about how my grandparents had a struggle to get on a boat, a freighter. It wasn't a ship like I took the cruise when I went around and did the speaking cruise. Nothing like that. It was a freighter. They worked so hard to get here. And all we're told, after a generation, after we try to, quote unquote, assimilate into the United States of America, become citizens, learn the language, learn the laws, and become Americans first, to the point where my father, who couldn't even speak English when he first spoke, it started talking, they send him to where? Italy, to fight who? The Italians. Those are his people. You're fighting for America now, son. And that's what my father did, proudly. And he freed the Italian villages of the horrific Nazi regime. He went and fought, put the bombs on the planes, on the B-17s and the B-24s, and went over Trieste, and they went over into Berlin and bombed the heck out of Adolf Hitler. And we won the war. The United States of America threw that immigrant strength. But they don't understand the struggle. The people don't understand the struggle in this progressive socialist movement, and I don't know why, because isn't that what they're all about? And when you see Italians, well, you got, they don't care. Or the Jewish American, the anti-Semitic rise now. How dare you? How dare you with this anti-Semitic feel after what the Jews had to endure for centuries? A little respect and all that the Jewish religion has brought to the United States of America. A little respect. That's all you ask. A little decency and respect. This is not a religion that comes into America saying, we want you to believe what we believe, and if you don't, we're going to kill you. This is not that. We're just people from other countries trying to build the mosaic of this country. Then you get the criticism, and then the last administration for 8 years, we're lectured in a professorial tone. What's wrong with us? What privileged we are. How racist we are. How dare you talk to me like that? And the administration before that being so out of it. Finally, a kid, the grandson of immigrants, goes to the White House off of Pennsylvania Avenue, goes in, treated with respect, and you see the flags of your grandparents with the American flag, and you walk in and you see the leader of the free world. Thank you for your contributions to the United States of America. That's all I got to hear to make me feel patriotic more than ever before. Quarter after 8 o'clock. I'm telling you, I've walked in there, and when you see the president of the United States, and I'm not going to, names aside, politics aside, all I know is it was the president. And in between you and I don't care what president it is. When a president says thank you to my people, when I think of my grandfather sitting next to him and Rosario and Spadanza, I couldn't even understand my grandparents. They had such a thick language, you know? And with all factory workers. Every day they would go up and do factory workers. And now the president of the United States is saying thank you for your contribution. And then you tell me we've got a problem with politics in Washington. You know, the problem isn't from the White House. Let me tell you right now, because I saw how stellar and how vital that was yesterday. And I'm just so proud to tell you. And how proud, I wish, you know, my father was alive to see it. Honestly, yeah. Because he was the guy, you know. He was always so proud. Told me about the villages in Italy. Told me so much about everything. Talked to me about the Second World War, how we are the greatest country, how America was great, how we have to keep America great. He would tell me all those things. Pop and I would sit in the back down the shore. You know, and we would talk hours. We would talk like that. And just to think, if he was there, then see his son at the White House, and I'm 2 feet from the president, and the president giving homage to the Italian-American community. And please, it's not just the Italian-American community. It's ethnicity everywhere. It's the disrespect. It's the Latinos. It's the Black. It's the Chinese. It's the Polish. It's the Irish. It's all of us that build this great country. We have been disrespected. And I love WASPs. Don't get me wrong. The white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. We love you. We know you're in charge still. We know you're in charge. We love you. But don't tell me I'm a racist. Don't tell me that I'm privileged. Don't you dare lecture me. Say thank you, because we have contributed more to this country in the name of God Almighty than, and I'm talking about ethnicity everywhere, and me through the eyes of the Italian-American community. We've contributed more to make this country great than anybody else. And I would like to extend my thanks to the White House and to the President of the United States for showing that and appreciating that. We live in the greatest country on planet Earth. And don't ever, please, ever forget that. I experienced it firsthand yesterday. James Rosen is going to join us 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. Debbie Duhaime working diligently all morning up there. It's windy. Please be careful on the roads. Debbie's looking out for you. And thank you, Debbie, for that. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, a lot of wind out here this morning. Everybody, please be careful traveling around. A lot of down trees and down wires all over the place. 347 Wisconsin Highway West, getting up toward Nichols Road in Stony Brook. It's a down tree over there. The LIE heading eastbound right at the Seaford Oyster Bay, a crash to deal with. Traffic is still moving slowly on 440 North up by Arthur Kill Road on Staten Island, but it looks like an accident there was clear. Jackie Robinson East at Union Turnpike, that's an accident to contend with. And the Bell Parkway West at Cropsey Ave, watch out for a collision. It's still busy on the Deegan southbound getting down toward the Cross Bronx, but that earlier accident was finally cleared. Inbound side of the GWB about 10 minutes, Lincoln 30, Holland still about 20. Expect delays on 440 South in Jersey City with an accident by Danforth Ave, and 109 South by Style Street. Looks like they're still working on an accident in that area. Keep in mind the GOAT Trail is still blocked up by the Bear Mountain Bridge with some down wires as well. Partly cloudy today, windy, high of 50. 66. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas clarifies what religious freedom is all about.
So this applies to atheists, to Muslims, to Buddhists, to Jews, to any kind of Christian. I want to be really clear on this program. This is not about for fighting for Christian rights or white evangelical rights. God forbid. That's not what the Constitution guarantees. The Constitution guarantees free liberty for all with regard to religious expression.
The Eric Metaxas Show. Weeknights on AM 970. The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
This level of excellence doesn't just wake up in the morning. It takes hard work, determined perseverance, and countless hours of practice. It took them years to get to the next game, and you can hear it all right here.
Tune in this Saturday at 6:30 as the Black Knights travel to Atlanta to take on Georgia State on our sister station, AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
The easiest product, I think, that for me to advertise is Relief Factor. People want to get out of pain. For vast numbers of people, it has worked. That's why it has become a vastly successful enterprise. And they're good people, the father and son, Pete and Seth Talbot, who have made this company. It's all natural, and you get a very simple offer for $19.95, you get a 3-week dosage, and you will know within 3 weeks if it works. They won't leave you on. If it doesn't work in 3 weeks, tell them, and they won't send you automatic shipments, which are obviously more than $19.95. But if it works, it's a bargain at whatever price. Well, not whatever price, I guess, but at the price they charge. Anyway, the 3-week quick start is at relieffactor.com.
This is Patrick Cullen, president of the Supreme Court Officers Association. Join me for Justice Matters, Sundays at noon. Justice Matters brings a new perspective on the challenges facing our criminal justice system and their impact on New Yorkers. That's Justice Matters, Sundays at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio, James Rosen in the studio. I'm very excited. It's 8:21. I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. You got 5 minutes. I'll give you, I could almost give you to 8:30, if I can. I'll give you to 8:30 because I'm Mr. Generosity. How are you? Nice to talk to you. Joey Generosity. I got James here doing his Robert De Niro. Give me a little thing here. Let me tell you about Route 22 Toyota. I love Iggy. I love Carmelo, Chester. These guys are great folks, and Alex Kinsella gives you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers, right? And now this, first 5 callers, next 5 minutes, Mr. Generosity is going to give you right till 8:30. I'll give you a couple extra minutes, 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from our friends, Iggy Giuffre, the great family at Route 22 Toyota. But it's got to be the first 5 callers, next 5 minutes plus, all right? 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. Check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Check out the brand new state-of-the-art. It's all new, the showroom, by the way. And the lounge, which I hope to perform with. I'll get my tuxedo. I'll do a little show at Route 22 Toyota. I'm just saying. The brand new lounge at Route 22 Toyota. But this now. First 5 callers, please. Next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection. Oil change and filter. If you call 855-621-9949. This comes from our friends, the family, at Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Or at Route22Toyota.com.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream?
Catch up on our YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Close your eyes. Do my
boys know you? Do we know you?
A little bit.
A little bit?
A little bit.
That's a great shot. James Rosen is the man who knows more about the Beatles, more about everything in politics. I see a book he wrote a while ago called The Strong Man, John Mitchell and the Secrets of Watergate. And he is kind enough that we are in Dr. Gorka's studio outside of D.C. And James Rosen is kind enough to join us. And a shout out to Frankie Five Boroughs for getting James here. I am such a huge fan. I just did my James Rosen accolades. And now across the board from you, James.
Right.
You look good, man.
Thank you.
You look. This is your neck of the woods.
That's right.
So you live not too far from here.
Well, we're not going to get specific about that show, but yes.
Say, what house? So
give me the coordinates.
Wait a minute. So you live in here area? You're 2 minutes away,
right?
And you came in live. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's my honor to be with you.
Oh, thank you, James.
A friend, and I'm honored to represent here, of course, the Sinclair Broadcast Group, for whom I am the national investigative reporter. It's a title that. You know, that I wear uneasily, but it's mine.
I tell you, you crush it. You're crushing it. And I find myself retweeting at James Rosen TV because on Twitter, you really have a way of objectively looking at something. And then, but you bring it out when some things are very quiet. I can't trust anybody anymore. I said this earlier. You're one of the journalists that really are so thorough and objective. And I love your take on it, Buckley of it all. The way, it was great with your vernacular. It's just spectacular. But
ooh, that was a good rhyme.
Was that good?
Spectacular vernacular.
Thank you.
It's almost Coselian. Now Ali lounging on the ropes. Now a spectacular vernacular.
I always tell the story about Cosell when I saw him, because I only do the big shows, and this one was. Network of the Battle of the Network Star.
Oh, sure. I lived
before
and died
you were
by
born.
That.
Yeah, you were
lived
4 years
Scott
old.
Scott Baio, Richard Hatch, Gabe Kaplan.
And Joe Piscopo. Bringing up the rear. He was so great. I hung out with Cosell. I told this story before, James. He was what a character. And he would go, he would just go to his radio. He'd say, excuse me, got to do my radio show. Off the top of his head, he would do 4 minutes and 30 seconds of a feed to the ABC network. Top of his head. I was right next to him.
To time
with nothing in front of him.
I've heard that story from other people. It's very enviable skill for those of us in broadcasting.
But Cosell was the guy, right? And then he calls me. I get back and we go back to the hotel and then we're supposed to get together. He calls me and I'm getting ready. And I said, he goes, Joe, it's Howard. I'm downstairs. I'm in the bar. I'm drinking vodka.
Hung that's up the great. Phone. Well, hung that's good. Phone. That's a story that only you can tell, right? That's an amazing Cosell story. To do Cosell properly, you have to master three different Howard Cosell, right? There's standard straight ahead garden variety Cosell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just threw it out there.
There was sort of a, I don't know if I can make a clang noise in here, but
sure.
Clang.
Yeah.
Okay, Ali, still on his toes, sticking, dancing, jabbing, moving like the Ali of old. Okay,
that's
your
great.
Standard, right?
Yeah.
Then there's, I'm so excited, I can't believe what I'm seeing. My head is going to pop off my neck, Cosell, which is, now Ali's on the attack. He's been playing possum, unleashing an extraordinary barrage. Okay, then there's the saddest of all Cosells, which is blind, embittered, retired Cosell. How dare some in the print media cast aspersions on a racial basis. I, who stood up for Jackie Roosevelt Robinson, stood up for Cassius Clay, a.k.a. Muhammad Ali.
Oh, my God.
How dare they?
That's great. That is great, man. Oh, Billy Crystal could learn from that,
don't
man.
Try it at home.
Don't try it at home. Yeah, so where before we get into the politics of it all, so you got a knack for these impressions, which we absolutely adore.
Thank you.
The De Niro's great. Now, you have no Italian in your blood at all?
None that I know of. No.
But
I grew up on Staten Island.
Ah, there you
therefore,
go.
I'm honorary
Frank
Italian.
And
I don't know why
that.
I wasn't at the White House last night.
Just to get in there. So it's funny because when he walks in, James walks in, hey, he opens his eyes, come here, you.
No, he's not an Italian. He's not an Italian, but...
That's the president.
Right, a little bit, of, right? Little bit of the president.
Yeah, I love
right there.
It.
Believe
I love
me,
it.
Nobody loves honorary Italians more than I do.
You could have been there last night. But the De Niro, and again, politics aside, because right. People are so upset with Bobby De Niro now. But,
sure.
But as an actor and as a personality, and you really nailed the nuance.
So I've been doing De Niro for you for years, right?
Yeah, yeah,
this is the first time I get to do it in person, right?
Yeah, come on.
Okay, with the face, right? Okay.
Oh,
and
go.
I have the mole. I have the okay. Beauty mark, whatever
it.
You want to call
I see it,
right?
Okay, yeah.
I hit things, Joey. You give me these answers, you don't give me the right answers. So my exes again.
He's got...
Because I swear to God, I'm going to kill somebody.
He's got the...
Did you, Vicky, at the Copa that night? I swear to God, Joey.
Excuse me, question like that.
Where did you get the stones big enough to ask me a question
like that? Thank you for watching that.
I'm your brother.
The breathing, man. The breathing.
So, you know, when I did him on, James, brilliant. You are so funny. And then when he wants a little ice when he's training.
A little piece of ice.
Underlying this is our shared recognition, I believe, which we haven't really stated explicitly, that Raging Bull is the quintessential De Niro, right?
Thank you.
Okay. I mean,
thank
so you. Many great is performances. That,
yeah. but,
King of comedy,
but,
Taxi Driver,
thank
okay?
You. Yeah.
But now I'll tell you what I think is the pivotal role.
Yeah.
Not the best, not the most important.
Wait, should I guess?
But the one where he pivoted and it set the stage for the whole second 40 years of his career.
Wait, would that be?
That would be Midnight Run.
Oh,
where he transitioned to
Charles
comedy.
Yeah, okay.
And that's where he set the stage to be the De Niro of later years,
Meet
the Fockers
I but Raging Bull, I don't know, and with respect to Mr. Scorsese and to certainly Mr. De Niro, that the word I like to use is the texture of that film. It was one of the truly, and again, I know it was, you know, kind of stereotypical toward Italian Americans. Hello, but the portrayal like that, like
just a portrayal of New York City at a certain time and place as well. Now, related, we know that Martin Scorsese has this new film out, The Irishman, which is based on.
You see it yet?
I have not.
Yeah.
It's like the last sort of gathering of the clan, sort of, right?
Yeah.
And you know, De Niro and Pesci and Pacino and so on.
Yeah.
And it's based on a 2003 book called "I Heard You Paint Houses," which presents the claim of an Irish mobster named Frank Sheeran that he murdered Jimmy Hoffa, the late president of the Teamsters Union.
Right.
I have a book review coming out in Monday's Wall Street Journal, of a new book called In Hoffa's Shadow by a former Justice Department attorney named Jack Goldsmith. In Hoffa's Shadow is a new look at the Hoffa case. Mr. Goldsmith is the adopted son of the man named Chucky O'Brien, who was Hoffa's intimate for 25 years, and for the last 45 years has been the FBI's lead suspect in Hoffa's murder. He was described routinely as Hoffa's adopted son. He knew him since he was 9 years old.
Wow.
But Mr. O'Brien then adopted Jack Goldsmith as his son. And Jack Goldsmith grew up to become this big-time hotshot lawyer at the Justice Department.
Yeah.
And he's now written a book that exonerates his adoptive father in the murder of Jimmy Hoffa and points the finger at the actual mobster whom he believes murdered Jimmy Hoffa. You can read my review in the Wall Street Journal on Monday.
Wow, this is good. How do you research this? You have time to do all this researching.
It's a gift.
I swear to God, it is a gift. That is so spectacular. Hey, so I want to talk to you about what's going on. You know Nixon. Why, James, and we're going to take a break. You can stick with us a little bit.
Of course.
Just a little longer.
A little bit.
Let me wet my beak.
Come on, because I want to talk to you all that's going on in Washington for sure. But I liked in high school, probably if you were a child, if you were born yet, Richard Nixon. And I don't know why. And I can't tell you. And I explain and understand all the criticisms of Richard Nixon. He was an American. I thought he was smart. I liked that he just fought with the press. I just liked that about him.
Yeah, your loathing for the elites existed at a young age, right?
What was it? Is that funny? And everybody went to Woodstock. And the music, I live and die by the music of Woodstock. Jimi Hendrix. We'd play it all the time. But I couldn't understand. And I was alive then in 68. Why would you want to go slide around in mud and be high and do LSD? I couldn't understand that. I had an American flag and a picture of Richard Nixon up there. But can't you give the guy credit? Because you studied him better probably than any other journalist. Got us out of Vietnam. Opened the door to China, which could be backfiring on us a little bit now, but not a bad president like he's vilified to be.
He had lots of accomplishments as president. He reshaped the Supreme Court with four nominees to the Supreme
Court. Beautiful. Yeah, look at that.
You know, he did not preside over a good economy, and that contributed to his downfall. Mm-hmm. Richard Nixon also, it's important to remember, especially in the current context of what's happening now with President Trump, Richard Nixon was probably the most spied upon president of modern times.
From the deep state?
And if you read the book, The Strong Man, John Mitchell and the Secrets of Watergate, you will find that the documentary evidence that he was spied on by the FBI, CIA, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and not to mention foreign powers. I think that President Trump, when he talks about a deep state, we probably can say with certainty that we have seen something like a deep state in the past, present in the presidency of Richard Nixon, which is not to absolve Nixon of crimes, but he was subject to extraordinary internal subterfuge. And I think President Trump could probably sympathize.
Isn't that something? You got to check the book out, The Strong Man. We're going to come back with the great James Rosen. We got to come back. And then, you know what, as an aside, as we roll into Al with the news, is I loved Frank Sinatra, did one of his greatest concerts at the White House, and the administration was the Nixon administration. He came in, and he just had left, I guess, got mad at the Kennedys, and now he's a Republican, Frank Sinatra. Right. And to watch Dick Nixon there, oh, that was great, Frank. You know, it's just like
the melisma in the voice, et cetera.
It's so true. Are you remember Saturday Night Live with Dick Nixon? I always do this, my favorite moment of Danny Aykroyd. I do Danny Aykroyd doing Nixon.
Right, right.
And then Johnny Belushi played Henry Kissinger. Pray with me, Henry. Pray with me. I don't want to pray, Mr. President.
Buck Henry played John Dean.
Oh, my God.
Right? And he was looking around the Oval Office, and Aykroyd says, well, what are you looking at there, John? And he goes, I'm just wondering, sir, why your complete works of William Shakespeare are labeled Othello, King Lear, Rewind, Fast Forward.
Great stuff. The Strong Man, by the way, is the name of the book by James Rosen. You wrote back in 2005,
Published in 2008.
Look at the size of this book.
17 years of research, I'm ashamed to say to our listeners.
We'll tweet that out. James, it's just a real privilege to have you with us, my friend. And we're going to take a break with Al Gattulo with the headline news live and local right up there in New York on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
52 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy heading to the Big Apple today to talk about a regional strategy concerning recreational marijuana and vaping. He'll be joined by Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, New York's Andrew Cuomo, and Ned Lamont of Connecticut for a 10 a.m. event at the Millennium Times Square Hilton in Manhattan. Officials from Rhode Island and Colorado are scheduled to attend as well. The goals announced include exploring policy options and how the states can coordinate over the matter. A gas leak is responsible for the large emergency response and evacuation of two buildings in Manhattan's Flatiron District yesterday. Con Edison crews shut off gas in both buildings on 5th Avenue and 26th Street and fixed the source of the leak, which traced back to a service line. Officials say nobody was injured. People were allowed back into the buildings by 3:30 in the afternoon. In sports, rain the big winner at the stadium last night. Yankees and Astros at Game 4 of the ALCS postponed. That game will take place tonight. Game 5 set for tomorrow before the series potentially heads back to Houston on Saturday night. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you. Let's see what's happening here at the inbound GWB. You're moving smoothly about 15 in from the Palisades Parkway. Other than that, you're okay. Lincoln Tunnel, 30 minutes in. Holland, still about 25 in from the Turnpike, but 40 in from 1 and 9. 440 South is still subject to closure into Danforth Ave in Jersey City with that overturned truck. 280 West, exit 6, getting up toward Livingston. A crash over there to deal with. And 287 South, exit 37, accident just cleared away. We're still seeing delays on 22 West at Morris Ave in Union with a collision there, and it's still quite busy on the eastbound side of the BQE getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. You still have volume on the westbound belt by Cropsey Ave with a collision, and the Cross Island southbound right past the Throgs Neck Bridge, a crash over there as well. 347 Wisconsin Highway West into Nichols Road in Stony Brook, a down tree, and the LIE East at the Seaford Oyster Bay, a collision still being clear from that area as well, and we're still seeing some slowdowns on 287 West, exit 4 into White Plains with a collision. Partly cloudy today, high of 56. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
I got Al doing James Rosen doing Bobby De Niro. I'm going, what spot am I doing? And James goes, the Perilla Tour, Joe. I just heard Al.
It's in swag around the building. Just go around the corner.
Yeah. James, you should go to Italy.
Right over there. Yeah. Just keep going.
Yeah. You should go to Italy with us. We're going Saturday.
Oh.
Honey,
I'm going to Italy with Joe Piscopo and his entourage. I'll be back at some. I'll give you a shout from over there.
I'll let you know when I'm back. The Perillo Tour. We love Perillo Tours. And I'll tell you, they've been operating for 75 continuous years. Steve Perillo is my buddy. He's a great guy. And he represents the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. Now, Perillo only contracts for first-class deluxe hotels, centrally located for ease of travel. Each hotel is personally inspected by Steve himself. for comfort and convenience. Imagine walking out of your hotel. You're right on the Spanish Steps or a minute from the Venice's iconic St. Mark's Square or right in the center of the historic district of Florence, right? Comfort and convenience. I have seen how meticulous Steve Perillo is and his family about taking care of you. I can't wait to go with you on Saturday. We are going to have the best time, and I can't wait. And Steve planned everything perfectly for us. It's like never lift a finger, and we're going to have a blast. And we want you, if you're thinking about going to Italy, to call for your new Perillo 2020 Italy brochure at 888-PERILLO, please. 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, or visit PerilloTours.com or your travel agent. And by the way, don't forget, please, Perillo's Hawaiian vacations are at all deluxe oceanfront Hyatt hotels, perfect for honeymoons, including everything at one low price. You know, everybody knows somebody who's enjoyed a Perillo tour. You know what? Now it's your turn. Perillo Tours.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
You got to go to Mo's 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. We're going to go to the great James Rosen in a minute. I want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. And, you know, I got the copy in front of me, and I'm supposed to tell you stuff, you know, about wills and trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will, estate plan. I could tell you how I went to see Mike Connors with my sordid, ridiculous life with a couple exes, a couple kids here and there. You know, where's the money going? Mike sorted it all out, but I had such a great time with him when I went to St. Patrick's, and I want to give a shout-out to Beth and Mike for including me with Father Paul Bilecki over there. It was just one of the most moving with this Legatus organization at St. Pat's. I so thank them for that. And Beth got me these beautiful gifts. And then Father Paul made this beautiful portrait of Padre Pio. It's just a beautiful night. So, but back to business. If indeed you have the problems that I had, and I didn't know where to go, and I went to my son Joey, my consigliere, the wartime consigliere, he got me to Connors and Sullivan. You can get a free seminar from Mike himself. Here, please. Monday, October 28th, Bocelli Restaurant, Highland Boulevard on Staten Island, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m. And then again on Tuesday, October 29th in Midtown, okay, in Manhattan, 3 West Club, that's 3 West 51st Street at 11 and 3. Mike does these for free. But if you can't make it, please call Lisa over there and Bridget's there and Kelly's there. The great team at Connors and Sullivan is standing by for you. You can get a free office appointment if you call 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. God bless Mike and Beth Connors. I'm telling you, great people. And Mike always says it best when he says, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs.
James Rosen is the investigative reporter for Sinclair Broadcasting, absolutely crushing it at Sinclair. And he's an historian. He's a New York Times bestselling author. I hold in my hand this book that really is a must read. And I know you're kind enough when you listen to go and research the things that we talk about. The Strong Man by James Rosen, John Mitchell and the Secrets of Watergate. Fascinating.
You see, I signed it. Did you open up? Did you see?
No.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, look at this. Wait, is it? This is to me?
Yeah.
This is to James. For Jersey Joe, he crossed out Walcott and he put Piscopo. That's great.
How dare you steal the name of a legend? Jeff, how dare you?
You are the best. Jeff, our engineer's falling over laughing. For Jersey Joe, Walcott crossed out Piscopo. Thank you. With gratitude for your kindness and friendship, James Rose. I am honored. Thank you.
I am honored to be here with you.
Oh, please. I'm such a political aficionado. I use the word junkie, which may not be right, but this we lived through this. You didn't live through Watergate, really, huh?
No, I was preoccupied with thumb sucking.
Binkies.
Yeah, binkies.
Yeah.
Drooling.
on Staten Island.
Yeah.
Tell us about, James, I could talk to you about all the news of the day, and we love your expertise, but tell us about Staten Island, growing up. We have so many.
I want to burn 5 or 6 minutes talking about Staten.
Please.
Can I do that?
It is yours, man.
Okay. So this is said with love from my hometown borough, okay? Staten Island. Staten Island. Now, there's only one newspaper on Staten Island. It's the Staten Island Advance.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
If I say to you the word ADVANCE, you would pronounce that as
advance.
Advance, yeah, right? Like, yeah. Sherman advanced, yeah. Right?
Sure.
Okay. On Staten Island, it's the Advance. Oh, the Advance man is here. Go ahead. Take a picture, Advance man. Go ahead. Right? Number one.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Now, they had when people would say to me, what was it like growing up on Staten Island? People have no familiarity with New York at all. I used to produce from my wallet this little clipping from the Staten Island Advance, right? Which I had for like 10 years in my wallet. I grew concerned for its fragility. I should have had it laminated, all right? It was, they had a thing called the inquiring photographer, right? Where they ask a question, and then there's headshots of three people answering that question.
Yeah,
right? A nice little
feature,
right?
I remember, yeah, sure.
And it said, the inquiring photographer is in the Sunday Advance, and it said, questions and photographs by Staten Island Advance intern Lizzie Schwartz. Okay, I'm not making this up. This is verbatim, all right? So you can imagine Lizzie Schwartz in 1990 driving around Staten Island, taking the pictures of a demographic that's strikingly different from her own, but okay. And the question she posed on this occasion that caused me to cut this out and save it and keep in my wallet for 10 years was, quote, in general terms, which is better, the movie or the book? Okay? That's the question she wanted the answer to,
sure,
right?
Okay.
And I cut it out, so I just needed the first respondent. Now, he was, it's a head and shoulders shot. I could make it better. I could make it sexier. The man's name was Lizarazzo, 4 Z's, okay? I could say it was Carmine or Vinny, but it was a rather normal name. I'll spare him this, okay? And he was from Pleasant Plains, Staten Island, and he had a picture of himself smiling, happy to pose for the pic. Go ahead. You should take a picture. You could see pool water glistening behind him. He was shirtless and in perfect physical condition, right? Perfect, right? Enviable physical condition.
Yeah.
And he had his black Buffon hairdo stacked on top of itself. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Take a picture, right? And this is said with love. I reemphasize, with love, okay? And his answer to the question in general terms, which is better, the movie or the book? His answer in its entirety was, quote, I wait for the movie, period. I wouldn't go out and buy a book, end quote.
That was typical.
Tommy, she's asking if we read. What am I going to do? I wouldn't go out and buy a book. What am I going to do with a book? You shove it under the table and it goes like this. You read, freak.
Staten Island, man.
So, but I loved it. I had many great friends.
That's great.
And I had, and I had a lot of great Italian food. And it's a great place to have grown up.
You know, Frank and Al in the studio, they're diehards. Morano won't leave. It takes him everything to get him out.
And
of
you know this, right? That I had a math teacher on Staten Island named Frank Morano, who Frank Morano has met and knows.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's legendary. Yeah. The legendary name.
And he's the chairman of Community Board 3 right now, doing a great job. He's listening to us right now, actually.
Excuse me, Frank, the adults are talking.
Sorry.
What are you doing? Never speak your mind in front of the family.
Jesus. Never talk business at the table. Show them the tree.
I think it's all that comedy you're playing with that young girl.
Is there any impressions we don't know that you do before we talk about the
turkey? I don't know. Is there somebody else from the 70s that nobody knows anymore that I should be doing?
That's great.
Robert Conrad.
How about a Tony Manero?
Tony Manero. What?
Don't touch the hair.
That is so funny.
How about Robert Conrad?
Yeah, I'm not
going to
do that.
No, we can't. He's a tough one to do.
He's too bland.
Yeah, and a fine gentleman.
Dan Rather.
Yeah, Dan Rather on Saturday Night Live, we did a 60 Minutes parody, and I looked like Dan. I thought it was okay. We did Ted Koppel. Koppel? ABC News, they've shot buckwheat again. Remember that?
Oh, yes, we did that parody.
I love to do esoteric. That's what I love about you. You'll throw a voice out, and it's esoteric. People get it. And then I would say things, and we'll move on to news, I promise you. I'm sorry.
Come on, we're having fun.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I would make these esoteric references as the old man, and I would say on the air, you know, yeah, I got my conductor, Vinnie Falcone. And when I did the Sammy Kahn reference, I did Sammy Kahn reference at Ebony and Ivory. Why? Sammy was in the studio, man. He would what? And I would throw these little esoteric things
at him. Did you ever get to meet McCartney? Did you ever?
You know what? Just recently, when was that? 3-4 years ago at the last reunion, 40th, whenever it was, almost 5 years ago now, the Saturday Night Live. And I turned around and there was a sound check and I did my rehearsal and surrounded by all the stars, I turned to my left. There was one of your idols, Paul McCartney, walks in. I'm telling you.
Did you talk to him?
I did. I said. I looked at him. He said, hey, you could do the McCartney. I'm not even going to attempt to do McCartney with James Rosen in the studio, man. So he would say, but he said, hello. I said, hey, wait. I said, Paul, you know, you got a great sense of humor. You're actually very funny. He goes, coming from you, that's great. Thank you. And he looked and he was, couldn't have been nicer.
So there was no discussion of the Ebony and Ivory thing.
No. You little bum. You read and ruined my song. Nothing like that.
By the way, the true hardcore Beatles collecting freaks like myself own, as I do, a version, an early version of Ebony and Ivory where there is no Stevie Wonder on it. It's just Paul singing the whole song.
No. Oh, yeah. Where do you find these things?
Right, the Village.
Yeah. No. Go in there.
Not anymore. Online now.
James, we're going to check out at James Rosen TV. We're going to check out James Rosen on Sinclair Broadcasting. And if you check my Twitter feed, Jersey Joe Piscopo, I will retweet James Rosen more than once. I appreciate that because he breaks it down. I'm telling you, I have to tell you, we have fun and we love you, but you are one of the most thorough. You are a journalist, brother.
Thank you, sir.
No, it doesn't happen anymore. And there's some out there, there's a handful, and you're a journalist. And thank you for that. Oh, my gosh, it's crazy out there. And before we let you go, James, what positive note can you leave with news? I mean, I was at the White House. I saw all this great positive energy. And then I watched the news, and they rip everything down.
Now, I know a lot of smart people and successful people who have just completely tuned out the news. I understand that because it's so dispiriting so often. But I think, you know what? There is so much happening in the world today outside of politics that is so positive. You know, if you look around the world at the world population right now, this is the death rate has never been lower, for example, the infant mortality rate, these sort of things. Wonderful things are happening in breakthroughs in science and medicine. My wife, my lovely wife, Sarah, has multiple sclerosis. I think we're edging toward learning the cause of multiple sclerosis and therefore the cure. I serve as a member of the Board of Trustees for the Washington, D.C. chapter of the National MS Society.
Wow.
Great things are happening in the world, just maybe outside of politics in the Beltway.
Yeah, it's so true. And we could find you on Sinclair with Cheryl Atkinson. The stuff with Cheryl is great. Sinclair Broadcasting. Again, if you just Google James Rosen, with great respect. I know I speak on behalf of Frank and Al, the real Frank Morano in the studio.
Right.
That one. Not the
imposter who teaches math.
And Debbie Duhaime. We love you, man, and are so honored to have you with us, James.
Thank you,
Joe. God bless you. Godspeed. Debbie's out there, 8:51 right now on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Joe, and good morning, James. Let's see what's happening here on the westbound belt at Cropsey Ave. It's an accident. We're still seeing delays on the Goat Trail up by the Bear Mountain Bridge with some down wires. The Cross Island southbound right past the Throgs Neck Bridge, it's an accident. And traffic is still about 10 to 15 minutes in over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic on Sunrise Highway west at Oakdale Bohemia Road in Oakdale with an accident. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Nobody does spicy like Wendy's.
Yep.
So all hail the Queen of Spice, because this is the day Wendy's spicy nuggets are back. And tomorrow is the day Wendy's spicy nuggets are back. Wendy's brought them back. So now every day is the day Wendy's spicy nuggets are back.
This is the day. Took at the scenic route, but this is the way. That's all news, baby. This is the day. They gon' miss us today. You will miss us today.
Wendy's spicy nuggets are back. Get yours this day. We got you.
For a limited time, only at participating Wendy's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's 95th birthday, and we're throwing a party. That's right. Head to your local Ace this Saturday from 11 to 2 for free cake, grilling demos, and great deals. Like free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up for Ace Rewards members. Plus, get $7 off each gallon of our top paint brands like Valspar and Clark and Kensington when you buy two or more. Don't miss the Ace 95th birthday event this Saturday from 11 to 2. Limit 4 paint gallons. Valid at participating stores through October 28th. See store for details.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base faster than you can keep up.
It's as if they have a back room of digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one. And it's not a pretty sight.
What if you could beat them with your own minions? You need Salem Surround, a full-service digital agency with all your digital marketing under one roof. When a potential customer searches for your product, do they find your business or the competition? Is your contact information accurate and everywhere it should be to reach today's digital consumer? Does your website have all the right tools to turn visitors into leads? We've got some solutions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to help get your message in front of today's digital audience. We'll help deliver customers by putting your business message in the right place at the right time. Don't just invest in a marketing strategy. You need to surround your target audience. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Thank you, Al. Oh, man, oh, man. James Rosen. How great is he? How great is James Rosen? Just a great guy. And thank you. That was just so much fun. I'm going to tell you about Balance of Nature, though, because, you know, I've been living on it. On the road, and I went to the White House and I took my Balance of Nature with me. I put the capsules and I put it in my rear pocket. I did, and in the middle, it was the night was getting a little long, and I reached in and I said, "Well, it's time for my Balance of Nature," and I took it. You know what's great about it? It is an antioxidant. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form, and you know what? That's all it is. It's all it is, and we want you to try this on 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. That's all it is. With the one dose, with the 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. And people know. And where was, oh, yeah, I was talking the other day at St. Pat's, and we were talking about Balance of Nature. And the gentleman to my right, very, very nice gentleman, he goes, Balance of Nature. They know. Everybody knows about Balance of Nature. Now it's your turn to learn about Balance of Nature. Five Boroughs has been talking about it. Al takes it. Debbie, we're on the Balance of Nature journey, and now you can get 35% off. Did I say 35? I did. 35% off and free shipping. Did I say free shipping? I'm telling you, on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time. You don't want to wait to start. Dr. Howard's Health Challenge, 800-2468-751. May I humbly suggest you call 800-2468-751. 751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Please remember the discount code, The Answer.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Joe Lumber, bass slide.
Rick Huxley, baseman. Hey, Joe, what has been going on with the weather? It was raining. Now, I've been down here, and it rained all the time, and you're right on the money. Thank you very much. You're always right on the money, Joe. Give us the breakdown with the wind today, and when does that settle down for the weekend?
It settles down for the weekend. It's just going to be a strong, gusty wind today. I mean, that was a bomb cyclone yesterday that just roared up across Long Island and into southeastern New England.
Wow.
Just pressure just dropped out the bottom,
yeah,
and it produced 2-3 inches of rain and gusty winds. There was some wind gusts to 90 miles per hour in a couple of places overnight.
Wow, my gosh. So it'll slow down maybe by Saturday, huh?
Yeah, I mean, today's going to be windy. We're going to see gusts to 40, 45 miles per hour, clouds, maybe a few peaks of sun, a sprinkle here and there, and temperatures won't get out of the 50s. Tonight will be windy and chilly. Clouds start to break, and then tomorrow, not as windy, but still kind of breezy, cool, with sun and clouds near 60. Saturday looks nice and sunny up to 64. We'll be in the 60s with some sunshine again on Sunday. Balance of nature, allergy forecast.
Yeah.
Today is low, and it's going to be low through the weekend. Yes, you got it.
I love it. I tell you, I live with it, man. It's been great, and thank you for that. Joe, you're right, always right on the money. When I travel or we're watching a Yankee, what about at the Bronx tonight? What's going on with the game? Do we know?
First pitch temperature probably about 55 or 56. Windy, winds gusting to 25 miles per hour at game time.
Okay, right on the money, Joey. Great job, as always, Joe Lundberg. Thank you so much, my friend. Joe Lundberg right there, and our meteorologist, our marathon man meteorologist. Listen, I'm having a fun morning. I hope you are, too. We appreciate you being with us. It's Thursday, October 17th. It's a couple minutes away from 8 o'clock. Mike Gallagher coming up at 10, and Dr. Gorka as well. We are speaking, and I say that with respect to Dr. Gorka, and for allowing us to be in his studio down here outside of Washington, D.C. It's got Seb Gorka everywhere. America First, Sebastian Gorka. You don't want to miss him either. And thanks to Martha Bonetta, my friend. She gave me a beautiful White House pin. And thanks to Mr. James Rosen. I have a book called The Strong Man by James Rosen. This is the ultimate story of Watergate. And coming back, we're going to have some talks about this Rikers Island situation. This is a land grab. I don't know why these people aren't just saying it's a land grab. Councilman Bob Holden will weigh in. And you always at 877-970-2999 on the balance of major phone lines. Joe Piscopo coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
52 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey Transit adding a new group of engineers, and Governor Murphy says that'll help make things easier for commuters. Governor recognized the rail company's latest locomotive engineering training class yesterday for completing their formal training. The 7 trainees scheduled to graduate as soon as they complete all the necessary requirements to start working as engineers. Murphy says new engineers means fewer delays, more efficient mass transit, and a milestone towards the effort to reform New Jersey Transit. The Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network launching a wearable smart device to help younger generations pray the rosary. Vatican announced the Click to Pray e-Rosary on Tuesday. It can be worn as a bracelet and syncs to a free app, which Vatican News says allows access to an audio guide and personalized content about the praying of the rosary.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.